Oh, appreciate.
You gon' have to do more than just
say it.
You gon' have to do less when you
do it.
Tell mama you know I always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just
say it.
You gon' have to do less when you
do it.
Tell mama you know I. You gon' need to do more than just
prove it.
I got though. Ever since you hopped in, shut my phone, slam my door. You know I know that you've been on it, but I've been on it on the low. So let a young get down on it. Yeah, love when you spin round on it. Yeah, even though you want you, shorty, I promise the truth. And when I come down on it, yeah, you love when I'm down on it. Yeah.
Hey guys, what's up? It's DJ Diamond, and you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz, and I actually have a guest with me. She's my best friend. Her name's Katie, and she will be sitting with me, maybe throwing in a couple opinions here and there for my show. So this is my second show, and I'm really excited, so let's get right down to it. Okay, so recently, okay, Khloe Kardashian posted on Instagram some the pictures were hot, like they were of her new revenge bod going on, and she definitely got a reaction out of everyone because of all the people that were commenting saying, you know, they were accusing her of saying that she edits her photos and that her body that she has now isn't real. But I'm obsessed obviously with Khloe, as many of you may know, and I think her body is real and she has a revenge bod going on. What do you think about it, Katie? This is my friend Katie. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Katie.
Yay!
I think that Khloe does great. I see her working out in her gym pictures on Instagram. I think she's really healthy, eating right. She cut out the sweets, you know? I think she did it the right way.
That's something I cannot seem to ever do, is cut out the sweets. I try so hard. I told myself, 2 days ago that I wasn't gonna eat sweets?
Yeah.
I think I ate some ice cream tonight. No, I did. I did eat some ice cream tonight. Oh my gosh, I feel so bad. No, I totally agree. She eats clean. Every time I watch the Kardashians, she's always eating those salads with the tea. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I have.
No, they look so good. Like the Caesar salads with like the, I want to say it's like green tea lemonade, honestly. It looks good. It sounds good. I'm just trying to get her body. She's my inspiration. But yeah, so people were commenting saying, you know, that her body isn't real. And her hairstylist, Joyce, actually took to Instagram also to post a picture of, like, a candid picture of her in, like, a crop top and, like, spandex. And, oh, my gosh. You can see every ab, every, like, she's so defined, I cried. So that is kind of what the hot topic was, I felt like, this week, was definitely Khloe's Instagram picture that she has been, or her Instagram pictures that she's been posting. But it's weird because it's just people just now were starting to comment saying, no, like your body's fake. You pay to like have your body like that. It's not real. You didn't work out for that. And I just thought it was kind of interesting that they're only now just starting to do it. So, but I don't know. Do you have any other thoughts on that, Katie?
I do not. She looks great. I'm happy for her. She looks healthy and happy. And, you know, you go, Khloe.
You go, Khloe. You go, girl. I feel like I kind of didn't introduce you, so I feel like I need to introduce you. Okay, so as you know, this is Katie. She's my best friend. I love her to death. What's your major?
I am a nursing major here at Dominican.
Yes, very. She's a little smarty pants. How long have you known that you wanted to be a nurse?
Since I was about 12, I knew I wanted to be a nurse.
And why?
Well, I was in the hospital for a long time, and I realized that I want to be one of those people that had helped me. So that's why I'm doing it.
You go. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have my kids go to her. when I'm older. They're going to be her. No, she's going to be my kid's pediatrician.
Is that well, a child? That's a doctor.
Oh no, I'm already messing up. No. Okay, so yes, she's here with me to kind of throw in some opinions here and there. But anyways, okay, so back to what I was saying about Khloe. So I have an article up right now that says Khloe Kardashian fires back at followers after being called out for sharing an altered pic. Apparently an altered pic. I do not think so. And the first sentence, well, that was awkward. I don't think it's an altered pic at all. There's no way you can alter abs onto anyone's body. There's no way you can put in definition like that onto a picture. I think you can pinch yourself. You can filter yourself. You can do crazy things, but I think on Instagram, I think it'd be a little hard to put in ads. I know there's also other like social media account or like social medias that, you know, you can like alter and do all those kinds of things with, but I think that would have to be a professional, like it'd have to actually be photoshopped on an actual computer. But I'm looking at the picture right now. So one of the pictures she posted was her in an all gray workout outfit, okay, and this is the one that totally captured Katie's too, totally captured our attention. I think we tagged each other in it, I'm pretty sure.
We definitely did.
And we were totally like, slay, like she was rocking it. And so she's in a gray like an all gray workout outfit. She has like the kind of span, what are they called? Compression
pants.
Yeah. Yes, compression pants on in gray. And her shirt's like lifted. She has like a little like hat, like a long sleeve zip up in a sense, but it's not one of those full zip ups. It's one of like the quarter, comes down to like right about your chest area and then it stops. And she's like has her shirt raised and she's definitely tugging on her pants for sure. She's letting I think she's covered, but like she is letting the world know that she is back. Because I remember she took a hiatus?
A hiatus.
From working out for what? Like 2 months because of the Lamar thing.
Yeah, it was a Lamar thing.
And she stopped working out and she like got back on all the social media sites and had like her first like Instagram back was a picture of her in the gym saying, you know, I'm back. To working out. I like haven't worked out in 2 months. I feel so gross. I mean, to me, she didn't look gross at all.
She looked great. I don't know what she was talking about.
I know. I don't know either. If I was like out of the gym for 2 months, I would look like a potato. I would look horrible. And she was still slaying it. So yeah. So it's a picture of that. And she's in a bathroom and she just, her hair's, oh my gosh, I can't. I'm literally like drooling over this picture. It's so good. And then she had posted, obviously her hairstylist had posted the one after she got all the comments saying that it was fake. And I don't have that one up, but it was just kind of like her looking down. It was filtered for sure, but she had on like a little tiny, it was like a tank top that was rolled into like a crop top and then in spandex. And you could like almost see like her, like ribs, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you get so in shape, you start to see the ribs. I mean, hasn't happened to me yet, but.
She was definitely letting everyone know. She's back and she's back to stay.
Yes. So you go, Khloe. Okay, so I'm going to take my first break. You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with DJ Diamond and my best friend, Katie, and we will be right back.
Expected, but is your mind right? Are you self-reflective? Can you handle the limelight when you under pressure? Like 50 Cent girl, 21 questions. You my Medicaid, probably made me levitate. What's up with the head? Ooh, not to get ahead of things. Don't be shy, just back it up on me. Take your time, I like it when you slow me down. I seen so many girls tonight, I do not know what to do now. I tell you your mind.
And you know I'm feeling it.
Yeah,
I like it 'cause you know I'm yours.
Hey guys, we're back from the break and you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz with DJ Diamond, and I'm here with my special guest Katie, and we will be coming at you with the newest and hottest celebrity gossip of the week. Okay, so I have my computer an article up about what I'm going to be talking about, and I saw this week that Gigi Hadid suffers New York Fashion Week wardrobe malfunction at Milan. Milan. She was in Milan for Fashion Week and she messed up and totally had a major wardrobe malfunction. Her entire boob was out. Boob was out, everything, bearing all. And I don't think she knew that it was out because, okay, so when I was talking to Katie about it, she goes, no, like it's part of the outfit. Like they're doing a new risky, you know, line of things from this, you know, fashion designer. She's like, it's part of the outfit. And I was like, I don't know. Like, this is major. Like, the entire boob's out. How do you feel about this? Like, what were you telling? Because you thought, like, it was part of the line.
When I looked at the picture and I saw it, she was just strutting her stuff with boob out and everything. So to me, when I saw it, I was like, well, you know, maybe it's how it's supposed to be. Maybe this is a new trend of 2016.
New 2016 trend is just flashing everything, bearing all. Yeah, I don't think she knows that this is out. The outfit is all black. It looks like it's like a crop top with a high-waisted skirt. And with that, like the skirt has sequins on it of like blue and red. And it's the crop top obviously has two little, it's like a tank top, and the one side is way down. It's way down there. I don't think that was supposed to happen, Gigi. But I love Gigi. I figured out about Gigi through watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and I knew kind of from when I first started watching, she was trying to get into modeling, and I don't know, she has that very unique modeling look, and I totally could see her being a model, and she's come so far since like when I first started watching the show. But right here it says, the overexposure was most likely caused by the garment's extremely low-cut neckline and loose fit. So Katie, I would like to say that it was supposed to happen, but I don't think it was. I think she messed up. I don't think they pinned her right.
No, it's a risk you gotta take, you know?
I know.
She really did bear it all.
Literally. She literally bared it all. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was crazy. And Milan, too. Oh my gosh, I've always wanted to go to Milan. Okay, next up, I will be talking again about Kylie Jenner. Wow, shocker. Kardashians, that's crazy. Alyssa, talking about Kardashians, no way. Okay, so Kylie Jenner recently got a new tattoo and she took to Instagram to post it. And I think she has three tattoos if I'm like remembering correctly. She has a heart on her inner arm. Do you remember that
one?
Yeah,
above her elbow, right?
Yeah, and it's red. It's like a red outline of a little heart. I don't really know what it means, but you know, she's Kylie Jenner. She can do whatever she wants.
True.
And then she actually has a tattoo on her butt. Do you remember seeing that?
I don't remember seeing that. Yeah. What is it of?
It's something with, I think it's white ink. So it does, I don't know, white ink's pretty cool looking, but I think it's white and it has, I think it's writing of some sort. But she posted it on her Snapchat a couple months back, And then it was just of someone with the tattoo needle, and you could hear it. And it was on her butt, for sure.
Well, so, you go, Kylie.
You go, Kylie. But yeah, so she got a new tattoo, and it's red, like her little heart on her inner arm. And it says, or she took to Instagram and captioned her picture, "Grandmother's name in my grandfather's handwriting." And it's kind of a cute little tattoo. I kind of like how she does the whole, I feel like she kind of takes an idea and she runs with it. And she likes to go outside of the box with things. And I like how she didn't do black. I think doing a different color with tattoos, it's, I don't know. Because you, when you see writing tattoos, they're always black. They're the traditional black, like, ink. And she does red. And I kind of like it. Like, I'm not trying to say I would follow her because I'm not a follower. But I totally kind of would. I think it looks cool. And then, yeah, so she has her grandmother's name and her grand, that's so, I think that's so cute.
It's really unique. Yeah, and of course, you know, she's a Kardashian, she doesn't only do black. I feel like that's part of the reason why she did red.
I think, like, so too,
you know.
And the grandmother's name was Mary Jo, so in the red ink, and it's kind of cursive, it says Mary Jo, and the J comes under all of neath the it comes underneath the word of Mary. And it looks like it's, like, on her inner, like, where are the creases of your arm?
Yeah, like, right above Katie. Right above the elbow, I'd say.
Yes. On, oh, I thought butt. There was a cool, like, nursing term for that.
No, well, there probably is. I haven't learned
like,
it yet.
I haven't learned it yet. That's too funny. Yeah, so it's, like, right above, like, the, it's, like, on the top half, obviously, of her inner elbow where the crease is. And then I'm looking here, and she has another tattoo on her hip. Oh, I think this was the butt tattoo that I was just mentioning. Okay, so actually it's not on her butt. I lied. I totally lied. It's on, like, her hip, like, right, like, yeah, it's on her, I, that's on her hip. I mean, it's not really on her butt. It's kind of more like, it's kind of wrapping around the side of her hip. She's so skinny, I can't get it, like, what the heck. And it says, hold on, let me read it. Actually, no, I can't read this. It's like the dictionary way of saying
the pronunciation.
Yes, thank you, Kate. I'm so glad you're on right now, because I am literally having trouble finding out what I'm trying to say. And it says Kylie's newest body art matches her two previous red tattoos. Oh, I thought one was black. No, did I oh well, they're okay, apparently they're all red. The Keeping Up with Kardashian star also has a tiny heart, obviously, on the back of her left arm, and the word sanity written on her hip. Oh, sanity. But it's not the word sanity, it's the pronunciation of it. So that's different. I want to know why she put the pronunciation for the word sanity. Like, why not just write it out?
Maybe because she's not sane and she needs extra help. I don't know.
Okay, she's not sane. Actually, you know what? I feel like she's honestly not sane. I feel like they're all a little crazy. Her and her lips, her lip injections.
And Tyga.
True. That's, oh my gosh, Katie, you read my mind. I'm literally about to talk about Tyga. You led me into my next topic. Okay, so Tyga states, I don't understand criticism over Kylie Jenner's age difference. Okay, Katie, I have to ask you, how do you feel about, first of all, Kylie and Tyga dating, and then how do you feel about the age difference? Like, do you like them dating, but is it the age that's weird for you?
I think, especially now that Rob's with Black Chyna.
Yeah. Oh,
it's,
you go.
Very interesting, because, you know, Tyga and Black Chyna have that kid, and now, yes, now it's just weird because the two siblings are, like, with both of the parents. So it just kind of blows my mind.
I think it's so weird. I agree. I think, okay, so at first, when, you know, everyone was figuring out about the whole Tyga and Kylie thing, I mean, I kind of had a feeling it was going on.
Oh, I totally saw. I saw that mile away.
Yeah, I did too. And she did, you know, we're not, she didn't, like, confirm anything, obviously, till she was 18, which I, like, come on, like, we all know. Like, everyone knows, but she didn't confirm it. I don't know. To me, that was just kind of eh. But I kind of have grown to like them as a couple. The age difference, I don't think it's that bad. I think when she wasn't 18, it was kind of weird for me.
How old is Tyga?
I think he's 25, 26, and he has a kid. So I don't know. The kid thing kind of freaks me out.
I think if it wasn't for the kid, I'd be okay with it. But because he does have the kid, it kind of messes with me, and like I don't really like it because of that.
No, I agree. I think the kid kind of stirs the pot in a sense.
It definitely puts a curveball on the whole situation, I think.
I agree. I don't know. The kid's cute. Have you seen the kid? I think, what's his name? King.
King. His name's King.
Yeah, I think he's so cute. I think he, oh my gosh, he has little curly like brown hair. And Tyga always posts, I follow Tyga on Snapchat, and he's always posting little Snapchats of King, and he's like running around their house. He's like a little crazy man.
He is. He fits in perfectly with the Kardashians.
He fits in perfectly with everyone who's in that weird little love triangle, square, octagon.
It's like a rectangle, big, long rectangle with King on the bottom.
Yes. Like, it's a weird little thing that they got going on over there. But it says Tyga doesn't get the criticism over the 8-year age difference between him and Kylie Jenner. Tyga, really? Eight years? That's a little much. I think that's a lot.
I think it's a lot. And I think Kylie gets a lot more of the criticism than Tyga does. Because I think being the woman, like, she kind of gets the backlash from that.
I agree. And because she's the young one. Like, yeah. I feel like if it was a guy who was younger, it wouldn't be as bad.
No, and she's also, like, the baby of the Kardashian family, too. So... She's really just a baby of everything.
I totally forgot that she was the baby Kardashian.
She is, yeah.
She acts like she's one of the oldest.
No, yeah, she definitely does.
She has her whole little empire under her. Like, she runs that whole, honestly, I feel like right now she's running the entire, besides Khloe, obviously, she's kind of running her own, like, little empire, and she runs it really well. I think she's definitely a mama's girl, for sure. I think she gets a lot of, like, business, like, tips, obviously, from Chris. But I think, I don't know, I don't, besides the 8-year age difference, I mean, I like them together. I've seen him, obviously, on the shows, like, when they went to, what was it, somewhere, it was that one tropical place, I totally forgot the name of it. But he seemed really cool. I really liked him. I liked his personality.
Yeah, I mean... I haven't really seen him that much, but, you know, if she's happy, that's all that matters, you know?
That's true. In the article, it says the rapper noted that he and Kylie have learned to deal with the tabloids together. It's a lot, he said, with me being older than her. I've been through a lot more things. I can kind of help her more with it, even though she's been more in the tabloid media limelight than I've been. When asked about the haters who criticize their age gap, Tyga claimed he's not phased. It's kind of hard to really talk about that because I don't understand it, he said. I say screw the haters. Screw the haters, Tyga and Kylie. You go.
You go.
You go. But, yeah, I don't know. I kind of, I like them as a couple. I think they kind of mesh well. So he was recently at 106 Camille. Did you know that?
Yeah, he was recently in the Bay, wasn't he? Like, yeah. Like last week, right?
Was it last week? Maybe. I thought it was last night. He was here.
You know what?
Like,
last night. Even better.
Katie's like, yes, last night. Yeah, he was at 106. And one of my other friends here, she introduced me to a friend who actually got to meet him. And he did an interview with them. And she was there to meet him. And I was honestly kind of jealous because Tyga was the first rapper that I started listening to in order, like, for me to get. When I started listening to rap, he was the first rapper that I would listen to. So I kind of got love for Tyga. He introduced me to the whole rap gang because I am obviously that girl who listens to rap. No, I do not listen to country. I'm sorry. more about Kardashians. Wow. Kim Kardashian praises Kanye West for his honesty. Quotes, he'll stand up against the whole world. That's obvious.
That's like an understatement.
No, seriously. I'm almost waiting for him to not say something stupid. How do you feel about Kanye West?
Well, I definitely have a different opinion of him now than I did before. I was definitely a fan of, like, the old school Kanye, like, the Graduation, like, back in the old school. That was my Kanye. The new Kanye, ever since the whole Taylor Swift incident, way back at, what, the VMAs?
Oh, my, yes, you go.
Yeah, ever since then, I haven't been a fan. And then, like, the whole Kardashian thing, he just went downhill after that. The only thing I really dig is, like, the Yeezys. That's it.
Why does that not sound familiar? I swear I was just talking about that last show. I'm like, I hate Kanye West, but I just want the Yeezys. That's all I want out of this entire situation. Literally, this is, like, my soul sister right here. No, I totally agree. I thought, you know, old Kanye, I mean, he was all right. And then the whole Taylor Swift thing obviously happened. And that just, I don't, I don't know. He just got really ballsy.
He really did. But you know what? I like his outfits, honestly. Sometimes I pull my clothes out of the dirty wash just to try to look like him. But oh my gosh. I am no Kanye.
The whole, like, homeless look?
Yeah.
Like, $2,000 for a shirt that has, like, what?
Like, holes in it.
Yeah, and, like, all you get is, like, the neck. Like, that's it. Like, I am so confused. But, yeah, so it says that Kim, obviously, you know, praises Kanye. I mean, duh.
It's her husband. She has to.
Exactly. Like, you got to back him up. So, but recently, again, obviously, he got into it with Taylor Swift. And I just feel like this whole thing, it just keeps going downhill. I don't know when he's going to, like, climb out of the hole that he's digging himself. I don't know. I feel like I don't even have, like, a lot to say on him anymore. Because I feel like I'm, like, a broken record. I'm just like, I don't like Kanye. I only like the Yeezys, but... it says in this article on Friday, the mother of two devoted an entire post on her subscription-only website, which you what have to pay $2 for. That's insane. I'm not going to do that. And it says she supported, obviously, Kanye West in the article and quotes, "Currently loving my husband," Kim began the message, "hating that people don't get that Kanye will stand up against the whole world for his creativity and art." I don't know. I think he's talented. I just don't feel like I think he sticks his foot in his mouth a lot of the times. He doesn't think what he says through. And then I feel like instead of, like, apologizing, he just continues to run with what he said. And it kind of screws him over. Like, he never apologizes. He just goes with it.
And he's still stuck on Taylor Swift. Like, what did Taylor Swift do? Like, she is the sweetest woman ever. Like, Ellen DeGeneres loves her. And, like, if Ellen DeGeneres loves you, like, you must be an angel.
You must be doing something right, Taylor. You know, yeah, I don't understand why he's so obsessed with her. Like, Mariah Carey should be coming on right now. Why are you so obsessed with me?
I mean, I love Taylor Swift. Like, I'd go to bat for her over Kanye any day. So.
Me too.
You know what? Sorry, Kanye. Gonna have to skip out on buying your Yeezys.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I can do that yet. Okay,
They're too expensive. Like, why are they so much money?
I don't know. They're cool.
They're not, like, that expensively cool.
It goes on in the article to talk about, obviously, what I talked about last week, about how he's calling Taylor Swift a B-otch on his track, Famous. I have not listened to the album. Have you listened? Did you see that he released his album on Tidal? Have you listened to it?
I don't have Tidal.
I don't either. What even is that?
It's, like, Jay-Z's, like, run, his, like, Jay-Z's brand of radio or something like that. Like, the equivalent of Spotify.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I believe it's, like, owned by the musicians or something. I could be wrong, but I think that's what it's about. But it's, like, $10 a month, and I'm sorry, but I'm sticking to my $4.99 a month Spotify.
I agree with you on that. No, I had no idea that Tidal was run by, what's his face, Jay-Z.
Yeah, it's Jay-Z's...
like, whole little music thing?
Yeah, it's his company.
Oh my gosh, I did not know that.
Yeah?
I had never even heard of Tidal until I saw that, what is it, The Life of Pablo came out on something called Tidal. And I was like, what the heck's Tidal?
And I believe, like, Kanye has, like, a big share in Tidal, too.
Like, he gets money from it?
Something about, like, him and Jay-Z have some sort of contract or something. So that's why he only released it to Tidal, because, yeah.
No, I agree. Okay, so we're going to be heading to break, our third break, second break, my bad. And you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with DJ Diamond, and we will be right back.
DU Did You Know is brought to you by Penguin Radio. DU Did You Know that the Dominican Scholarly and Creative Works Conference is coming up in April?
What's that?
The Dominican Scholarly and Creative Works Conference is an opportunity for Dominican students to practice their presentation skills by showcasing their senior capstone research projects to a live audience.
Is there any way this can help me after college?
Let's ask Professor Bill Phillips, one of the founders of the conference.
Presenting yourself in this manner is very good experience, because when you go out on the job market, you have to present yourself and you have to have confidence when you do it. This is just one more way of getting that confidence.
Along with Professor Bill Phillips, Michael Pujols is one of the other founding members of the Dominican Scholarly and Creative Works Conference. Can you tell us about Dominican Scholar?
the role of Dominican Scholar is we're taking the conference schedule, we're putting online in Dominican Scholar, and then we're also, if students want to, and of course, you know, with their faculty advisor permission, we can also upload the posters, we can upload their presentations or slide sets, you know, what have you. So Dominican Scholar plays the electronic role as far as getting the conference out there and making it available to the public.
So when is the conference?
It'll be spring 2016, so April 2016, on the 14th and 15th.
Is there anything you would like to add, Professor Phillips?
It's a celebration of the capstone project that all students are working on. And it's a privilege to present your research and to have other people see what you're doing, because it's a culmination of your academic experience here at Dominican. And you should be able to be on a platform where you could just show off the stuff that you've done.
How can I find out more information?
The link for Dominican Scholar is scholar.dominican.edu.
The Dominican Scholarly and Creative Works Conference, April 14th and 15th, 2016. Find out more information at scholar.dominican.edu.
See you there!
DU Did You Know, brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
Hey guys, what's up? You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with DJ Diamond, and my friend Katie is obviously the special guest, as you guys know. And, oh, something just fell in the studio. Oh, might be. Okay, so 50 Cent, obviously, I don't know if any of you guys heard, he went bankrupt, I want to say, a couple months ago, and he went to court over it, and I don't know. To me, it was shocking. I didn't even know 50 Cent was even still in the game. I think, first of all, he has the straightest, most nicest teeth I've ever seen on anyone. They're pearly white. I love him. I have some of his songs on my iPod that I rock out at, like, you know, at the gym. What is it? Candy Shop. Do you remember that? Have you heard that song, Katie?
I've heard, yeah, that song. That's probably the only song I know.
I love that song. I have like that and AO Technology. That was a good one with like Justin Timberlake. But yeah, he went bankrupt. And the article states 50 Cent is going through bankruptcy, but you wouldn't know it by his Instagram feed. And I do follow him. And this article is so true. He keeps posting pictures of Bentleys and Ferraris on his Instagram. And I'm still wondering where he's getting the money since he just filed bankruptcy. I'm confused because, yeah, he filed bankruptcy in the court and he went to court for it, but he still has all this money and he's able to purchase cars. Obviously, I don't think it's his money. It's definitely someone else's. I heard through the grapevine that he got his money. He was loaned money through his rapper friends and he never really purchased his house. It was one of his friends' like houses and he just lived in it. I don't know how true that is, but I mean, I saw that picture of the house and it was huge. It wasn't a house. It was a freaking mansion. It was huge with all these, you know, cars out front, you know, nice pool with like a real rock, like waterfall and everything. The backyard's giant, you know, several car garage. But it says on this article, although just last week, the judge in his case ordered that the I Get Money rapper, that's one of his, you know, songs, appeared in court amid allegations of non-disclosure and a lack of transparency in the case. And in parentheses, it says, basically, it's being suggested that he's hiding assets after he posted a series of Instagram photos showing him holding stacks of money. Wow, wouldn't that be nice to hold stacks of money? I mean, when I become that rich and famous, you know what? I'm going to start posting pictures of me holding stacks of money. But it goes on to say he continues to share similar snapshots in his stream. In addition to his Benjamins, he's uploaded pics of expensive cars, planes, and bling. Since that hearing last Thursday, 50 and the hearing last Thursday, 50 has posted a photo of him sitting in a room stacked with money, as well as two shots posing next to a Rolls Royce. Wow. That, I don't know. And I'm looking at the picture right now. It's him in an all black attire, which honestly, that's, I like that. All black is my favorite color, my favorite style. He's in a black sweatshirt, little hoodie sweatshirt, and then like some leather, like a leather jacket over it. And he probably has a couple millions in cash sitting right behind him against a wall. I'm slightly confused where he's gotten all, like, does he have a freaking bank in his house? I'm confused. In the house that apparently he, what, lost?
He lost because he's bankrupt.
Apparently he's bankrupt, but I mean.
Because all of his money is behind him right now.
Yeah, so I don't know, like, whose money is this? I don't know. I just feel like this whole bankruptcy, but he's posting pictures of, you know, cars and stacks of money is just kind of, like, suspicious to me. I don't know. I don't really know how to feel, because, I mean, like, the court said that he was bankrupt, but, oh, yet he's here posting all these pictures of, like, things that obviously, you know, normal people like us cannot afford. I mean, you don't see me obviously posting pictures with, you know, millions of dollars, like, stacked in cash. Ooh, sorry. Excuse me there. And then there's another picture of him sitting on the floor looking up. So someone obviously is taking a picture from above. He's in jeans and a white t-shirt, and he's holding money, and he has written out on the floor in stacks of cash, broke. So I think that's pretty funny. I think he's getting a good laugh with that Instagram post. To me, that's, I would have liked that. I would have favorited. That's funny. And here's another picture of him sitting on a red and black bed with, like, roses on the little bed comforter. And he's flipping through TV. It looks like he's holding a remote and he's eating. To me, it looks like a popsicle with stacks of money on the bed. He's going crazy with all this money, yet he's supposed to be bankrupt. I don't know. I do not know. Do you listen to 50 Cent?
I don't listen to 50 Cent. I know nothing about him.
You know nothing about him. No, it's okay. I, like, don't know a lot about him. I just, like, I kind of like his music. I think it's good pump up music, you know, to go get your pump on.
Yeah.
But he's pretty out there. I mean, I know that he had the whole, I don't know if you remember. Do you remember that he? I mean, I know you said you don't know a lot about him, but do you know Chelsea Handler?
I was gonna bring that up. That's the one thing I do know.
Yeah,
is that he and Chelsea Handler used to be a little couple,
like a couple or a thing or something. And she is a coug for sure.
Oh yeah, she is. She is crazy.
She's quite out there.
She's quite out there, but she's hilarious.
I love her. If I were to be like anyone, I feel like on TV. I would, like, if I were to be, like, a comedian and have, like, a talk show, I would for sure want to be kind of like Chelsea Handler. I think she's very funny. She's witty. She kind of pokes some jabs at you, but the celebrities obviously can obviously take it. I wonder if, like, they ever give them scripts while they're sitting backstage to be like, you know, these are the questions she's going to ask. Because I feel like sometimes when she says things to them, they don't see it coming and they get totally blindsided. And it's so funny because they just sit there. But I just, you know, I'm with you on that. I remember how they kind of had a thing, or they were dating, or, you know, they were like, it was said that they were dating. And all I know is that she, like, when he came onto her show, it seemed very lovey-dovey. Something was up.
I think I watched that episode.
I did too, for sure.
Yeah, I watched all of her episodes. She was hilarious.
I love her. Oh, jinx.
Friendship.
Friendship. Okay, so now we have an article about Lea Michele's revenge look is all that and then some. I'm telling you, these revenge bods are totally in. Everyone's, like, breaking up with, like, their significant other and going crazy with the workouts, and they're slaying it.
Maybe I should try that.
Maybe I should try that. Like, I need, you know, someone needs to break up with me, and then I need to get, like, this good body going, because I don't understand why I'm the only one I feel like who doesn't have it.
Well, I think because they, like, been in a relationship so long that now they have all that free time. It's just, like, gym time.
Agreed.
Gym and meal prep time.
Gym time is the best time. That's what I say. Actually, no, that's not ever. I've never said that in my entire life. I just made it up on the spot. Okay, so Lea Michele's revenge look is all that and then some. And it shows a picture of her in kind of boot cut, like, black slacks. And a black crop top. And, oh my gosh. Okay, so her stomach's obviously showing. And she doesn't, I don't even know what you want to call this. Like, it's not abs, but it's like the little lines, you know, that come in on the, what is it? The edges of your ribs. Yes, ribs. There's the word. And she's doing that whole, like, you know, smizing, like, shout out to Tyra Banks, who taught me that word, where she's smiling with her eyes, but she's not actually smiling. And honestly, I'd probably be doing that too because she slammed the look right there. But it says Lea Michele and her abs hit the red carpet on Tuesday night. And it, you know, it talks about how she's obviously smoking hot on her first red carpet since her breakup with Matthew Patz. And I remember she was dating Corey, Monteith? Who used to be on Glee and then he passed away. Do you remember that, Katie?
Yeah, I do. I honestly have not heard of Lea Michele since then.
Me either.
So, you know what? I'm glad that she's doing well.
Wait, did you ever watch Glee?
Yeah, I was a Gleek.
Are you serious?
Yeah, definitely from season like 1 to 2. And then I fell off the bandwagon. I couldn't take it anymore.
I had this weird feeling you watched Glee for some reason. You just look like a Glee person. I never watched Glee. I think I watched like snippets of it. But I couldn't, because it was a musical show, right?
Yeah, and I don't even like those shows.
It just reminds me of High School Musical, which I was totally jamming out to.
Oh, I was totally jamming out to that because Zac Efron.
Yes!
Like, that was my first crush, my first love ever, Zac Efron.
Shout out to Zac Efron. But yeah, I never really watched Glee. It was what, on ABC Families? It's like Mondays from 78. Like
I want to say it's NBC, but I...
NBC? You were the Gleek. I just love that word because Gleek to me is when you spit out food when you're talking. Like you spit out the piece of food when you're talking to someone. You're like, oh, sorry, I just Gleeked. But no, yeah. So apparently, you know, it was her first red carpet since her breakup with Matthew Patz,
Who is he?
Who is Matthew Patz? Does anyone know? I do not know at all. But I know for sure he is famous because why would she date a normal person, you know, like us? It says that the Glee alum attended Vanity Fair's Toast to Young Hollywood at Chateau on Tuesday wearing an ab-exposing one-shoulder top and wide-leg pants in all black. I'm telling you, everyone likes the all-black outfits. The brunette, 29, also wore a smile, a really, really big smile. Honestly, I'd probably be smiling like this, too, if I looked like that. So, she made a statement, obviously, with her smile, and she made a statement with her freaking revenge bod, because these pictures, oh my gosh, they're so, this is inspirational to me. This is so inspirational. It says she's back on the scene as she now is single. News of her split with Patz after 2 years broke on Monday. They ended things earlier this month, and by all accounts, it wasn't a peaceful parting of ways. An insider told Us Weekly he had had enough and he won't take her back. Michelle is completely crushed. He's a dating coach? A dating coach?
Well, you would think that their relationship would have ended better.
I thought, literally, like, if he's a dating coach, he had enough and won't take, literally, quotes, he won't take her back.
What did she do to him?
No, that's what I'm wondering. I want to know what happened.
That's the real question right there.
That's very a dating coach. Like what on like MTV VH1? Like do you know the one show, like what is it? Couples Therapy. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it. I've never watched it.
Never watched it. Oh mm-hmm. My gosh, it's the funniest show I've ever witnessed in my entire life. It is so funny. Okay, so like all these couples, you know, go on and they have like legitimate issues, I think. Like mm-hmm. I don't think it's fake.
And they're celebrity couples?
Yes, they're celebrity couples. And I want to say like not Snooki, someone. Was it like, yeah, Sammy and Ronnie, I think, were on it.
Well, they definitely need to be on that for sure.
No, I can't get over Sammy and Ronnie. Oh my gosh, that is so funny. Sam, like, that is too funny. What did Ronnie, like, always say? He was always like, or no, she was like, Ron. She always had the little, she always had the little, like, squeaky, annoying voice, but... If for those of you who don't know, Sam and Ronnie were from the Jersey Shore, you know, Snooki and JWoww. They were, I want to say, honestly, the bipolar couple.
Oh, yeah, they were. They were the couple that was throwing their mattress off the balcony every night.
Yes.
And
then breaking Sam's glasses, and she was pissed.
Yep. And then 20 minutes later, Sam would be crying on the bed and Ronnie would come over and they'd be good. Good as new.
I know. They'd be back together within like two hours.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
And I remember the one episode, yeah, the mattress.
The mattress over the balcony.
He threw the mattress over the balcony, like along with the bed frame. He like smashed the bed frame.
He went Hulk. He went crazy.
That was so funny. I totally remember that. Yeah. And he smashed the whole bed frame. But then like of everything that he smashed, the only thing Sam was upset about was the fact that he broke her glasses, her prescription glasses. That was so funny. I'm not even kidding. I feel bad for laughing because they actually were a real life couple. But what the heck? Like that. I do not understand their relationship. And I don't think they're together. Are they still together? Do you know?
They are not together.
I was going to say, I don't think they are. I think the only people who really lasted, who made like something out of their lives from that show was like Snooki and JWoww.
Yeah. Because now they have their own show now.
Yes.
And they have kids.
I think JWoww is expecting another one.
She is. Yes.
I love her. She's quite, you know, the sight to see. You know, everything's obviously bigger on JLo. Or JLo. JWoww. Not JLo. JLo is very pretty. No, JWoww. Everything, you know, big lips, big boobs, big butt, everything. She is what expecting her second child with, I forgot his name. Was it Robbie? Robert? Something like that. And then Snooki obviously has her two little kids. I love Snooki.
Oh, I love Snooki.
I think, honestly, it's so funny because talking about this, I just think about the things that I'll tag you in, like, on Instagram of, like, Snooki's, like, little snippets from her new, like, show with JWoww. And they talk about, you know, the whole mom life. And I just picture, like, you and I, like, as Snooki and JWoww. And
that's going to be us.
Literally cracks me up. Like, I'm Snooki and you are JWoww.
Okay.
I feel like JWoww says probably the more, like...
I'm the more calm and, like, laid back one of the crew.
Yes.
I think. But still, on the inside, very crazy.
And I'm like just the one who Snooki, she never really knows how to do anything. She just kind of goes for it. And I totally think that's me.
She's always the one that's falling down the stairs too.
Yep.
And that's historically you.
That is so true. That's literally me. But I love Snooki and JWoww. I think they're good moms. I think they come off on TV as like these kind of like these ditzy girls who, you know, or moms, obviously, who don't really know what they're doing. But I think they're good moms. I think they kind of bring a new like vibe to the whole mom thing. Like, I think they're kind of crazy, fun moms. Not that that's, you know, bad. I think that's good.
Yeah, it definitely is. I think they're the only ones of the whole Jersey Shore that's actually done something after it.
I agree. Where the heck did anyone else go? Do you remember Vinny?
Yeah, I remember he had his own show on MTV for a solid, like, month, maybe.
And, like, it just didn't last?
And then it just didn't last. And he'd have, like, celebrities over and his mom would cook.
And that was the entire show?
Yes, it was the entire show.
He would have celebrities. Oh, wait, now that you're saying that, I think it's coming back to me. Yes, they would go over to his house in, what, Staten Island?
Yeah.
His mom would cook for them.
And then that was, like, the whole show, and then they'd leave.
Honestly, I would totally volunteer for that show. Because, I mean, if you're all I have to do is go over to the house and eat and then leave. Like,
free
I'm
food.
So down.
Free food. So
anything,
down.
Anything. Oh, my gosh. Free and canceled are my two favorite words. So I would so be down for that. But, okay. So we're going to head into our, I want to say, fourth commercial break. You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with DJ Diamond on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
You're so important. Everything you do shows me you know it. Behind it all, you are the motive. Don't tell you enough, but baby, I'll show it, show it. He said the king where we come from, taking your queen to no one. So baby, I'ma drive it like it's stolen. I'ma fix it like it's broken. We can catch a flight up to London, go to the Mars with a lump sum. They could try to catch up to us, but they're too busy making assumptions. Boy, you know all I do is stay up all night, losing sleep over you. The way you are, the way you talk, babe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the way you love, the way you way. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's the way you are, you're a star, babe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the way you.
is the way you
are. She said, I ain't even make my bed up. Watch your step, you gon' wake my mama in there up.
Psh, girl, didn't I tell you at the club? We gon' wake your neighbors, turn your block club to my fan club. And it happened so fast. I'm glad I strapped up. Ask her when she said I lapped ya twice. Run it back for the door, rematch. Flip the crib when we rematch. It get hot than no more. Last cup, you can ask if I'm she get up. I gotta keep it a secret. I keep a key in my lower pocket, inside a register below the lower octave. Dirty laundry in my closet. They be strung out on the street, left and dry with draw sheets and no deposit. But don't gotta worry. Put my hand on your mouth. Put my hands in your mouth, girl. We got plans at my house. You know the way.
It's the way you are, way you talk, babe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the way you love, the way you way. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's the way you are, you're a star, babe. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's the way you, it's the way you are. This thing we got is crazy. Only thing I know is you're my baby. Hey, yeah. Forever down, I am your lady. Always for sure, never a maybe. Hey, yeah. Never met someone who spoke my language. Never met a done with playing. You the type of make me lane switch. Hand me the brush and say paint it. Give me a heart and I hold it. Show me a soul and I'll mold it. Baby boy, you gotta be the dopest. Gotta be the with the coldest. Boy, I know all I do. Stay up all night, losing sleep over you. I do. Drive myself crazy. Think about my baby. It's the way you are, way you talk, babe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the way you love, the way you way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the way you are, you're a star, babe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the way you. It's the way you are.
Hey guys, what's up? It's DJ Diamond, and you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz, where I will be bringing you the hottest and newest celebrity gossip every Friday from 6 to 7 p.m., and I'm here with my friend Katie, and what we were talking about right before we went into break was the whole Jersey Shore thing. We kind of, I don't even know what we were talking about prior, but we kind of led into a talking sesh about Jersey Shore, and we were talking kind of about where all those characters went, and we were saying Snooki and JWoww went into, you know, the whole mom thing. They have two kids.
Yeah.
And then
Ronnie is doing improv.
Why is that so funny to me? Like, that is so funny. Like, Ronnie, like Ron and Sam, like Ron and Sam were together and they're bipolar, and now Ronnie is doing improv. Why? That is so funny to me for some reason. I have no clue why. And then what were you, and then during break you were telling me, what were you telling me again about Jersey Shore? About how you watch, who did you watch it with?
Oh yeah, when Jersey Shore, that was like all through high school. That was my thing. And I remember every single night it came on, I'd watch it with my dad. Like, it was our show, me and my dad and Jersey Shore.
That is so funny. And like, were you guys like serious? Like,
oh, we were
like seriously into it.
Oh, like we were so into it. I remember one year for Christmas, I wanted the replica of the duck phone.
Oh, are you serious?
Dead serious.
That was what, that's what you wanted.
That's what
quack.
I asked Santa quack. For it, and Santa didn't get it for me. To this day, I'm still super upset about the quacking phone that I did not get.
That is so funny. Oh my gosh. I remember, no, whenever, who was it? I remember when, I think it was, what, Snooki, when she did the, like all those hookups, you know, like that one episode where it just kept like quacking off the hook, and like, yes. JWoww kept answering and she was like, Snooki's not here, like leave us alone. And that's so funny. I loved the quacking phone. That was so funny. But No, I think the one show that I would always watch, I got my dad into it, was Real Housewives of New Jersey. I'm so sorry. Okay, Jersey Shore, New Jersey, same, you know?
You know, it's the same side of the country.
It's basically the same thing. No, yeah, so I got my dad into Real Housewives of New Jersey, and I remember the one episode that he went crazy with, and me, was when Teresa flipped the table at the dinner over, what is it? Danielle Staub, who was kind of a psycho crazy girl, but that was the one show that I would always like watch, and it kind of got my dad into. I feel like you like though watched Jersey Shore with your dad religiously. Like, did you watch it every night that it was like the new episode?
It was every single night. Like, we would plan it out so we would start 20 minutes after it came on so we could just like fast forward through all the commercials and get done like exactly on time.
Oh my, that is really so funny. Oh my gosh,
it was a ritual for sure.
It was a ritual. No, yeah, I was like a huge Real Housewives fan.
See, I never watched that. Like, Jersey Shore was my Real Housewives.
Okay. I like Jersey Shore. I recently started rewatching the seasons, like, in my dorm room, like, because they're on Xfinity, and it was making me laugh. But, okay, so we're listening, you know, we're talking about celebrity gossip, and online I see that Justin Bieber's dad is engaged to his longtime girlfriend, and I'm looking at Katie because I know Katie is a diehard JB fan. I actually am too. He's so cute. Actually, he's not cute. He's hot.
Oh, he so is. I want him to wife me up so bad.
He is so cute. I think, you know, he kind of went through his bad boy stage where he was racing that Ferrari that was caught on camera. Do you remember that? He was racing Ferrari and
yeah,
he got pulled over.
He had some run-ins with the law for sure. He had the egging incident.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and he got arrested that one time. Yes! His famous mugshot. But, you know, I think coming from where he did, coming from nothing to like this young Hollywood star with so much force behind his career, really set him up for like the trajectory where he went downhill. And he realized that that's not where he wanted to go, and he turned it around, and now he's on his comeback tour as well. Like, he's slaying.
No, he is. He's slaying for Justin Bieber, honestly. Aren't you going to his concert?
I sure am. I am counting down the days.
I'm so jealous of you.
Justin Bieber meets me and we get married.
You're literally, oh my gosh, you're on a roll tonight. You're so funny. Yeah, so Justin Bieber's dad is, it says, might be getting a stepmom. Or no, Justin Bieber's dad might be getting a stepmom.
Ooh, whoa, okay.
That would be so, that'd be crazy. No, it says Justin Bieber might be getting a stepmom after his dad, Jeremy Bieber, popped the question to his longtime girlfriend, Chelsea Rebello. And it says that his dad, who is 41, proposed to his 28-year-old girlfriend. How do you feel? That's another age gap. How do you feel about that? There's another age gap right there.
Is this the first girlfriend since like the original?
I can't remember Justin Bieber's mom's name.
Mrs. Bieber.
Mrs. Bieber. I think it is. I mean, they divorced when he was little, I remember. Yeah. And it says longtime girlfriend, so I mean, it has to be like quite a while then. But I would believe so. But 41 and 28, I feel like it's so different because like his dad obviously had been married to the mom and then had Justin and then obviously divorced. So I feel like it's different than like the whole Kylie Tyga thing.
Oh yeah, and the Justin's dad and his mom were both really young when they had him.
That's true. What were they, like 16?
Yeah,
they were like teen. They were the whole like teen mom thing. So yeah. I don't know, I think the whole age difference here is like not bad just because he had been married prior and obviously had Justin, and then he has two younger siblings. Are they step or are they full? Do you know?
I am not sure.
Like Jackson, and he has a little sister, and they're so cute. And Jackson recently went with Justin to an award show, and he was all dudeed up. He was in a cute little suit, and like Justin was like showing him off. It was so cute. But yeah, so he has two other siblings through his dad, not his mom. And here it says Jeremy posted a video that of the emotional video on YouTube and described his girlfriend, now fiance, as his best friend. And that's so cute. And I haven't watched the video, but like the little the video shot is like of him and Jeremy in all white, like a white long sleeve shirt and white pants with his little hat on. I don't know. Do you remember, like, his dad always wears little hats, like fedoras?
He always does. That's, I think, where Justin got the hat. The hat phase is from his dad.
I think so, too. And he's on, obviously, one knee and proposing to his girlfriend. Chelsea, who is in a pink little baby doll dress, and it looks super cute. And it says, during their romantic getaway, Jeremy Instagrammed a number of adorable photos of the happy couple enjoying their time together while relaxing in paradise and sharing some fine dining. And here's another Instagram picture, obviously, of the two of them. He's in pink, like, board shorts with a white tank top and a hat on, and his girlfriend's in a cute little, like, bathing suit cover up that's white with her bathing suit, and they're on, like, the balcony. They're somewhere, I feel like it's, like, near, like, Bora Bora or something, because this is definitely not Hawaii. For sure, it's not Hawaii, but... yeah, these are super cute. The Instagram photos are so cute. Here they are at like a little table lit dinner with like wine, obviously, and a little candlelight. There's no bread though. Where's the bread? I always want the bread. But yes. Okay, so that'll do it for my second show of the Hollywood Glitz. And I am DJ Diamond, and you're listening on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I want to thank my special guest, Katie, for coming on. I know she was very... I was nervous, but you were kind of nervous, but you were so good. I loved having you on.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming. So yes, this is, you have been listening to the Hollywood Glitz, and I am DJ Diamond, and you can listen to my show every Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. Take her home, she gon' do something. Tick, tick, tick. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. Tick, tick, tick. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. Take her home, she gon' do something. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. Every day I'm counting blue hunnids. I always wanna hold something. She don't smoke, but she gonna roll something. Got a bad, she ready to something. How you get that all up in the bean? She threw it back, I went deep. How you get that all up in the jeans? She threw it back, I went deep. She made one cheek move, she made the other cheek move. Booty like, oh, tell me what you tryna do. She made one chick move, she made the other chick move. Booty like, oh, tell me what you tryna do. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. Take her home, she gon' do something. Chick, chick, chick. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. Take her home, she gon' do something.
Yeah, peel up.
She
yeah.
gon' shake it for them blue hunnids.
Yeah, she gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. Come through, she let the crew run it. You ain't getting money, you ain't bout none. You ain't getting money, you ain't bout none. I got hella on the internet, but I ain't in it. I'm somewhere focused on a bigger check. All the big girls get loose with it. All the model, let's sue. She make one chick move, she make the other chick move. Booty like, oh, tell me what you tryna do. She make one chick move, she make the other chick move. Booty like, oh, tell me what you tryna do. Yeah.
She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. Take her home, she gon' do something. Chick, chick, chick. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. Chick, chick, chick. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids. Take her home, she gon' do something. She gon' shake it for them blue hunnids.
DU